Hey, gang, welcome to the Insomnia Radio 2006 Year in Review, where we're giving you 12 months worth of the best music 12 days in a row, 1 month at a time. This is January 2006, and we're going to kick it off with Front Row for the Meltdown. This is Do the Future Shock. band is INQ, and that was Look Inside, featured on Insomnia Radio. I think it was one of the daily shows from January of 2006. There were a lot of things that kind of brought this insane 12-episode marathon on. When I recorded episode 111, that really was it for me for the end of the year. But then, I don't know what it was, something prompted me to go through and look at some of the archives, and I started listening to some of the songs, some of the episodes. And in January, I was doing this insane Insomnia Radio Daily, where I was trying to do a show every day. I think that lasted for about 2 weeks before I gave up. So this is, in effect, a challenge and a very necessary thing to do. I've been privileged to come across so much great music in the last year. And you know what, guys? God, if anything, start your own podcast just to find all of this great independent music that's out there. All right. Moving on from January 2006, we're going to hear Devin Davis with Giant Spiders and then the Blood Sugars with Bloody Mary. And I will see you guys in about 8 minutes or so. Enjoy.
Sock in my hair, I don't remember putting it there, next to sweat silhouettes on the floor that I'm not quite prepared to endorse. I was having this dream, we were down in a deep ravine with slimy, slippery sides. No, I won't sit still till I'm upside down in the back of your eyes.
Sorry! down to your birthday suit. Race war, pretty lady. Suckers say that they know the truth. And down south, the apostles stringing up all the funny fruit. Oh, Bloody Mary. Is it all just part of your game? Fine, 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 fine. Think by now, we give you a name. What you just ate is gonna rot out your soul. Think by now, we see you all the same.
Blood Sugars with Bloody Mary. I think the thing that stood out about that track is I remember making a comment in the episode that it was featured on about how you can, if you listen really closely, you can hear... Uh-oh, hold on a minute. What's going on? It's trying to play something else. Okay, maybe not. That's... Yeah. I got the system sounds on because I'm doing this live to hard disk. Anyway... I had made a comment that if you listen real closely, you can hear the hi-hat foot pedal being pressed. And the guys from the Blood Sugars heard that comment, and they're like, oh, no, we have to re-record it. Ah, I didn't think anybody could hear it. But the thing I loved about it is it made the song seem so much more organic. Aside from, you know, how wonderful it is with the melodies and the keyboards and everything, it just gave it this this natural human organic sound. So anyway, the Blood Sugars, check them out. All the links for all of these bands will be at insomniaradio.net, which has been newly redesigned. So let me know what you think about that, if you like the new design or the old design. I would appreciate your feedback. But we're going to keep the music going from Insomnia Radio Daily number 1 on January 25th, where I officially lost my mind. This is Dead Heart Bloom, and the song is Sodom.
back any longer, and I didn't even have to try. So come stay just a little bit longer, come stay for my final street. You said I'm a little bit vulgar, but that's better than what you're giving me. It's a goddamn violin, I'm gonna go. It's a simple way to go. I should listen up to your advice. But when the whores left Sodom for the promised land, they never look back to wonder why. So I'll keep all my hate and anger, and you keep all your wide-eyed truth. Well, I told you not to look back, didn't I? But you look back, didn't you? It's a goddamn violent way to go.
Next up, Steve gets a good clue and learns how to rock. This is Steve Burns' Mighty Little Man.
Throws his hands up in the air. street. There's no one there. He lifts himself into the air. A billion thoughts expressed as one, etched in words across the sun. Nobody else is going to deny it.
The song Mighty Little Man by Steve Burns with a little bit of help from the Flaming Lips. You guys should definitely, definitely go and get that album. I can't stress it enough. I believe the website is stevewebpage.com. And if Mini-Me from Austin Powers had his own spinoff movie, that would be his theme song. I'm sorry, I thought of it during the track and I had to say it. As you can tell, we're getting hammered with some rain here in California. I hope the noise level is not too distracting. Very, very invigorating doing this episode, and I just love it because I'm using all free software now. I've ditched Windows. I'm using Linux, SUSE 10.1, Audacity to record, and a little media player called Amarok to play the tracks and just do the thing. And by the way, Windows users, I haven't rebooted my machine in 3 days, so that's food for thought. Gotta love that. Anyway, gang, I'll probably say this repeatedly through the next 11 episodes in a row, God willing. But thank you for hanging out this year, and thanks for discovering this awesome music with me. I'm going to take you out with two more songs, The Mendoza Line with Morbid Craving, and a song that has to be in my top 10 favorites ever, The Picture Show with Majestic. Show notes, insomniaradio.net. Feedback, jason@insomniaradio.net. You guys take care, and I'll see you in less than 24 hours. Keep it loud.
Just to things you mention, and they all seem very faint. They all seem so difficult to summon. You would have thought you was the first girl ever learning something by heart, but baby, if you won't rehearse this one after you depart, and I could already see her coming. Slept on this bed.
Couldn't help. Tell me now.